Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey there, Daniel from the Cannonball here to tell y'all about a new podcast out here that if you're a fan of the Cannonball or any of the other selections on the Agora Podcast Network, you are probably going to really enjoy, called American Innovations. It's hosted by the popular science author Stephen Johnson. You've probably heard of some of his books. Most recently he had one of his books, How We Got to Now, adapted into a BBC television series. But American Innovations is a new podcast where Stephen Johnson will tell you the stories behind things like DNA and the mapping of the human genome, the rise of the personal computer, artificial intelligence, and much, much more. And it's not your typical science podcast, because you're not only going to hear about these discoveries, but you're also going to hear about the people behind those discoveries, the dramatic moments behind these achievements. The first six episodes are written by New York Times bestselling author Sam Keen. That's another name that you might recognize. He wrote a terrific book on chemistry called The Disappearing Spoon that I really enjoyed. And you can hear the first three episodes right now by searching for American Innovations on your podcast service of choice, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, etc. So please join me in enjoying this preview of American Innovations brought to you by Wondery. And let's check it out.
It's January 1868. It's early morning, and in a hospital in Tübingen, in Germany, a bearded man wearing a thick coat makes his way quickly along one of the corridors. He's come to the hospital laundry room. Inside, it's damp and warm. He looks around impatiently.
Where is it? Where is it?
Just then, the door opens and in walks a nurse carrying a basket.
Herr Miescher, you startled me. I came to pick up the bandages myself this morning, but the basket wasn't here. Let me see those.
To the nurse's obvious shock, he pulls the basket out of her hands and begins picking through the soiled bandages. It's a veterans hospital, so many of the soldiers have old wounds that leak pus and blood, and they need clean cloth bandages daily. Sometimes they can be washed and reused, but other times they're too filthy and are thrown onto a trash heap out back. The nurse doesn't understand what he's looking for.
What was wrong with the last set?
What did you say?
What was the problem with the last bandages we sent?
Not fresh enough.
The man has collected a bundle of bandages and is about to leave.
Is it true you're studying pus?
No, not strictly true. It's white blood cells I'm interested in.
What are you going to do with the blood cells?
He's halfway out the door now, but he turns.
I'm going to figure out what's inside them.
And like that, he's gone. The scientist's name is Friedrich Miescher, and those bandages are going to help him discover the chemical building block of life. If Gregor Mendel had entered the clergy in part to continue doing scientific research, then Friedrich Miescher was the mirror image. Miescher had wanted to become a priest, but his father pushed him to study medicine instead.
In 1868, the age of 24, Miescher starts working in Tübingen in southwest Germany in a new natural science institute located inside an old castle. Miescher's lab is in the basement in what had been the castle kitchen. The lab is roomy with vaulted ceilings, but with tiny windows that don't let in much light. Mischer once said that the gloom reminded him of a medieval alchemist's lair. In this lair, he works long hours at a large wooden bench surrounded by glassware. He's disheveled and his equipment is usually dirty, but he works hard. In fact, he works a little too hard for his own good sometimes. A colleague once described him as driven by a demon, and another commented that the impression he gave was of a person completely taken up by his inner mental activity, without contact with the outer world. A few years later, Mischer would almost miss his own wedding because he started a new experiment that morning and got distracted. Those pus-covered bandages from the hospital are for one of Mischer's first projects. He's interested in white blood cells, and he needs the bandages because pus contains white blood cells. He's especially interested in a structure inside the cells called the nucleus, that dot that Mendel had seen through his microscope. The key are the blood cells on those dirty bandages. Each morning, Mischer washes the bandages in a sodium solution to get the white blood cells off them. Then he goes about isolating the nucleus from the rest of the cell, like it's a peach and the nucleus is the stone at the center. First, he uses warm alcohol to dissolve the fats and lipids, including the cell's outer layer. Then he uses extract from a pig stomach to digest most other parts of the cell. In the end, he's left with a glob of white mucus. In fact, lots of small nuclei stuck together. Now he has his nucleuses, but he still doesn't know what they're made of, so he sets about putting the glob through a series of tests. First, he drops it in chemicals that would break it down and dissolve it if it were a protein. But the glob of white mucus is unfazed. Then he tries boiling it in salt water. Nothing happens. Then he tries boiling it in vinegar, a stronger solution. Still nothing. Then he really goes for it and drops the glob into a solution of boiling hydrochloric acid. Nope, the white glob remains stubbornly intact. In a last-ditch effort, Mischer sets it on fire. This actually works because he can analyze the gas and ash to see what was in the goo. For the most part, the results don't surprise him. Oxygen, nitrogen, carbon, all common elements and proteins, which is what he assumes the goo is. But then one element stops him in his tracks. Phosphorus. No known protein contains phosphorus. It just doesn't make sense. Mischer starts to get excited. He gets more dirty bandages, does more experiments. And pretty soon, he starts to believe he's discovered a whole new type of substance inside cells. Because it was the substance that he had extracted from inside the nucleus, he names it nuclein. Mischer doesn't realize it, but he's just discovered the basic building block of life. What he called nuclein is what scientists today call deoxyribonucleic acid, DNA. That was just a preview. To listen to the rest of this episode and more, search for American Innovations on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts. You'll also find a link in the episode notes that will take you right there. I'm Stephen Johnson, and this is American Innovations, the leaps of mankind as they happen.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.